USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No president or administration has done more in the first 3.5 years than the Trump administration.
President Trump back on the rally circuit for the first time in months, telling supporters in Tulsa last night.
5 months from now, we're going to defeat Sleepy Joe Biden.
He also spoke about the violence that's grown out of recent protests of police brutality and to the growing number of cases where Confederate monuments are being destroyed or removed.
The unhinged left-wing mob is trying to vandalize our history, desecrate our monuments, our beautiful monuments.
The turnout of Trump supporters inside was several thousand below the anticipated 19,000, and predicted widespread protests of the president's Tulsa visit also never materialized, many blaming the concerns about coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.